A lot of wild orange and brown in the Georgia Dome today. Happy, happy bunch of Browns fans following the 26-24 win over Atlanta. Michael Regei, Nathan Zagura. All right, next week, the Browns now, you know, this is, like you said, a pass-fail league, so you got to gear it up and get ready to go when they get back on Wednesday. It's the Buffalo Bills, but here's the thing. There's so much uncertainty up in the air. Buffalo plays tomorrow night, Ford Field in Detroit against the New York Jets. Browns, Nathan, really don't know what they're going to walk into or where when they play Buffalo.
Yeah, that's right. It sounds like right now Buffalo or another game in Detroit are the two leading options, but the Browns won't know where they're going. The good news is it looks like Buffalo will have to play on a shorter week than the Browns will, obviously, as they play the Jets tomorrow night. But I'll tell you what, you got to love the fact that on a team with a first-year head coach, really in many ways a first-year starting quarterback, and yet they have not lost back-to-back games all season. They found a way to do it again. It may put more gray hair on the head. Don't let the frost on the roof fool you. But I'll tell you what, Reg, another great win for the Browns.
Well, absolutely. And again, as we know, at 7-4 with five football games to play, this is what we talked about. You get near December, can you put yourself in position to be relevant? Mike Pettine and his first-year football team, they've done that.
No question they've done that. And if you look at last time, the Browns had a nice come-from-behind victory against the Tennessee Titans. They took that momentum and turned in their best performance of the season to date against the Steelers. So hopefully you can build on this one here and keep it going next week.
They're a bunch of grinders. I mean, we've said that all year long. Again, a lot of times it's not going to look pretty, Browns Nation. We know that. But they will grind, and proven now that's four fourth quarter comeback wins of the seven they've won.
And listen, Brian Hoyer's sitting there going into that last drive thinking, if I don't get it done, am I the quarterback next week? All the pressure in the world is on Brian Hoyer. And when he needed to be at his absolute best, that's exactly what we got. The Browns win, and you move on, and you're 7-4, feeling good.
He might not make all the throws that you wanted to make, but he is resilient when it counts the most. All right, 26-24, bottom line, an orange and brown win. Everybody in the helmets are smiling today as the football team will head back to Cleveland to get ready for Buffalo. That's going to do it for us. For our producer, Andy Hecht, all of our terrific crew here in downtown Atlanta, from my man, Nathan Zagura, I'm Michael Regei. Enjoy the week, Browns Nation. Browns are 7-4. We'll see you next time right here on Browns Overtime. Till then, so long.